The MIT Sloan Management Review Podcast, bringing you content directly from MIT Sloan Management Review, a print and electronic publication that evaluates and reports on new management research and ideas to help readers identify and understand significant trends in management practice. Competing successfully in China's e-commerce market requires new thinking in global entry strategies. Here is some practical advice that Western companies can follow. How to Compete in China's E-commerce Market, written by Sin Wang and Z. Justin Ren, excerpted here and read by Matt Robert Williams. File under Global Business. Why have so many Western companies, including heavyweights like Google and Amazon, struggled in China's e-commerce market? For our research to answer this question, we used industry analysis, case studies, interviews with executives in China's e-commerce industry, as well as primary research of companies' online store presences. In addition, we examined various high-profile entries into China. All told, we identified four key ways in which U.S. e-commerce companies proverbially hit the Great Wall when they tried to enter the Chinese market. 1. A failure to modify the business model for Chinese customers. eBay.com entered China in 2002 with the acquisition of Eachnet, a domestic player in the consumer-to-consumer market. Since then, the company has spent about $400 million on this venture. However, it saw its market share plummet from 85% in 2002 to 8.2% in 2007. Today, Eachnet's market share is 0.7%, while the dominant player, China's own Taobao, controls 90.3% of the consumer-to-consumer market. What happened? Eachnet initially used eBay's business model and charged sellers for listing auctions and sales, a massive turnoff to many potential sellers. By contrast, when Taobao came along, it charged nothing for seller listings. Its revenues came from seller-paid rankings in search results, Taobao Express, and its sale of user-defined storefronts, Taobao Hot Store. Sellers' positions on the result list depend on their bidding prices. They also pay on a per-click basis for their positions. This innovative revenue model not only brings Taobao a much wider seller base, but also provides a robust revenue stream, since many sellers pay extra to compete on their improved visibility. 2. Insistence on a standard global technology platform. One mistake eBay made was when it decided to terminate Eachnet's homegrown technology platform and move all Eachnet users to the eBay global platform in 2004. Because data were traveling across borders after the migration, they had to pass through China's censorship firewall, causing a significant slowdown in browsing speed and leading to user frustration. It took only 6 months for Taobao to overtake Eachnet and become the market leader, and it happened while eBay was burying its head, slowly implementing its technology migration. 3. Overlooking the competition. Groupon, the top online group purchase company in the U.S., also had a hard time gaining traction in China. One reason? There were already more than 1,000 competitors providing the same service in China by the time Groupon entered the market in 2011. Owing to the high degree of competition, the average commission rate, 12%, was drastically lower than that in the U.S., 50%. In some categories, Groupon had to forego commission in order to gain subscribers. Groupon's number of unique visitors per month lagged behind 7 other local companies. To make matters worse, Groupon had aggressively expanded to dozens of cities in China. As a result, regional offices often competed among themselves for the same accounts. Within months, the company had to reduce its employee headcount and close a number of offices. 4. An inability to address challenges from Chinese authorities. Google, very famously, has clashed with the Chinese government over the censorship of its search engine, and at one point in 2012, withdrew from the China market. More recently, Google's market share in China stands at about 17%, far behind Baidu.com, the leading search engine in China. This segment is excerpted from How to Compete in China's E-commerce Market, written by Sin Wang and Z. Justin Ren, which appeared in the MIT Sloan Management Review from the December 2012 issue. To learn more or to read the full version of this article, please visit sloanreview.mit.edu.